I've just arrived here at the scene. Part of Carlisle Road has been sealed off and there's a great smell of smoke in the air here. The building, the Rainbow Chinese Takeaway, the roof has been completely destroyed. The tiles have come off the roof and are on the ground here.
Mark Deeney, Western Area Commander, Northern Fire and Rescue Service.
Mark, what more do we know at this stage about what happened at Rainbow today?
As you can see, we have a fire in the started in the kitchen area and spread it around the roof space area of the restaurant and takeaway. At present, we have 31 personnel on site with appliances from Northland, Crescent Link, Strabane as well. We get the call around 10:15 this morning and the building on fire. And when we arrived, the roof area was well alight. So crews were committed to try and contain the fire, prevent it from spreading further along the building, to the adjoining premises as well. And through the hard work of the crews, we were able to actually contain the fire and prevent it from spreading beyond the building of origin.
Do we know the cause of the fire at this stage? The landlord of the building seems to think that it was an oil spillage.
Well, at present, the cause would still be under investigation. But our initial indicators would suggest that it's accidental.
And what state is the building inside, the kitchen and the restaurant area?
There's considerable damage to the, in particular, the roof area above the first floor. The kitchen's on the first floor and the fire has spread up into the roof area. So there's significant damage to the roof. There's some water damage as well into the kitchen area, as well as fire damage.
And what about the buildings beside?
There's light smoke ingress into one of the adjoining properties, but there's no effect beyond that.
Lieutenant Julian Mapstone, the Salvation Army Londonderry. We were just about to start our worship service when somebody came in to tell us the building next door was on fire. So we got everybody out to see flames coming out of the building next door to us. There's a lot of smoke and then there's probably maybe a foot or so, I think, at one stage.
People around me here today were talking about, you know, they could hear the popping sound of tiles. And
yeah, you could see the tiles flying off the roof and going onto the road.
So very dramatic. And you had to leave the hall, Salvation Army Hall.
Yes, had to leave the Salvation Army Hall and Carlisle Presbyterian Church let us use theirs for our service. And they're just all damping it all down now and making it safe for us all to go back in.
Well, the police are also here on Carlisle Road, making sure the traffic is being diverted around the town properly. A number of people standing by watching, a number of shoppers watching the fire service as they attempt to bring these flames to rest. A lucky escape for the chef who was working inside at the time. I understand he came out of the building independently and was then helped by the fire service and then taken in an ambulance. It's understood he has sustained minor burns to his body. And the landlord of the building, Rainbow, is with me now, Simon Nagra. A frightening experience for the chef, for the owner.
I think a cooking oil went in fire on him. That's as far as I know there. That's it. It needs gutted. The restaurant side needs gutted. And the roof's damaged, you know. Just needs the whole thing reset again. Okay.
So the kitchen and the restaurant parts destroyed it?
Yeah, that's correct.
And how is the chef?
He's in hospital with slight burns. Nothing too serious. He should be okay.
How many people work at Rainbow?
I'm not sure, but I'm sure there's six or seven anyway. You know, maybe more. Terrifying for him because it's his livelihood. What the fire brigade and the police said to me that he had an accident with oil. He was cooking and he had an accident with oil. That's what I was told.